And I'm going to imagine this. You can do this too if you like. That I'm going to just take the letter T and I'm going to imagine it in mind and I'm going to place that outside in the real world. So I absolutely see a letter T in front of me. Yeah, it's absolutely there. I can absolutely walk around it when I see it. Yeah, it has a kind of a grammar. I know what I'm going to do with it. And I can start to describe it. So I can describe it very simply. I can describe it in my arms. Right? So all I did was take my hand, and then I moved my hand. I can describe it, well, in my head, yeah? Well, okay. I can do it also in my shoulder, yeah? It gives me something to do, something to work towards. If I were to take that letter T and flatten it down on the floor, here, maybe just off the floor, all of a sudden I can do maybe something with my knee, yeah? So if I put the knee and the arms together, I've got something physical, yeah? And I can start to build something. So what I'm going to do just for 1.5 minutes or so is I'm going to take that concept, I'm going to make something, and the dancers behind me are going to interpret it. They're going to snapshot it. They're going to take aspects of it. And it's almost like I'm offloading memory, and they're holding on to memory. Yeah? And we'll see what we come up with. So just have a little watch about how they're accessing this and what they're doing. And I'm just going to take this letter T, the letter E, and the letter D to make something. Okay, here goes. So I've got myself in the zone. All right.